Scott with SJ, wildfire.com. Hey, I'm pleased to announce Pastor Larry. We've talked a little bit about Pastor Larry and his Bible study. He's been studying Ephesians 6 for the last 3 to 4 years.
Good day, my brothers and sisters and friends. We're going to continue in our study on spiritual warfare. And again, I would emphasize that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we're talking about we are in a spiritual battle, even though the world, by and large, does not recognize that. It's still nonetheless true because the Bible teaches it is true. Jesus experienced it in his battle with Satan and with demons. And so if Jesus did it, I'm going to believe it. So the Bible teaches it, and we're in this warfare whether we like it or not. And so are you, even if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ. And that's the great conspiracy that we've been talking about. The great conspiracy is exactly this, in a few words. Satan is blinding the minds of those who believe not. He's feeding you, if you're not a believer, and he can do this to Christians too, he's feeding you lies. And the biggest lie is this, that Jesus Christ is not the only way to salvation. That's one of the biggest lies that he propagates. He wants to keep you from the truth. We are in a truth war, my friends, and I've mentioned this before. And the armor that's here in Ephesians 6, and it'd probably be good for you to turn to that passage. I'd like you to see it also. And part of our armor, remember Paul admonishes us, or he can, admonishes a weak word. He commands us, where he says, you stand and you take, you have a responsibility here, as emphasized before. And we go down to verse 17, he says, and take, subject understood, and you take, you got to pick it up. You got to put it on. It says, and you take the helmet of salvation. Now, what in the world is Paul talking about? And we mentioned this a few weeks ago. And the helmet to me, and there's different opinions about what the helmet of salvation is. Does it mean at the point of salvation when you receive Christ as your Savior, or does it go beyond that? And because we're saved and we're kept saved, and we will be saved when we get to heaven or when salvation is complete. So to me, salvation means the whole gamut of salvation that the Bible talks about. All the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. But what's the helmet for? The helmet, well, in my opinion, what does it protect? It protected the head. It protected the brain, where our thought processes go through, where our mind is, where we make our moral choices. That's some of the things that we talked about in our broadcast a couple weeks ago. And so we are in this truth war for our minds. The Bible has a whole lot to say about our mind. We're going to center there on this broadcast again. But we talked about how when we were born, the Bible teaches us that we were born with a sin nature. That includes not only our body, but our mind and our hearts. Even though made in the image of God, it was marred. And so if we would look at passages that talk about the way we used to be, the way in our natural state. Now, I'm going to bring this passage up again because it's good for us to know where these are found. And it's Ephesians 2 and other passages of Scripture and in the book of Romans. Listen to what Paul says. Talking to the Ephesians, he says, and you, verse 1, chapter 2, and you, that's who he's writing to. He's writing to the Ephesian believers, but also this was intended to be a circular letter, not only for the church of Ephesus, but all the churches in Asia Minor. And you has he quickened, old King James, which means he's made alive, who were dead in trespasses, in sins. Bible talked a lot about being in Christ, but it also talked about being in sin and in trespasses. You're in one of the two. Now he says, in your times past, you were like this. He says, in that time past, wherein in times past, you walked according to the course of this world. Now, what did Paul just say in the armor in chapter 6? It says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but the rulers of the darkness of this world. So guess who's in charge of the world system? You got it. Satan himself. So we walked according to the course of this world. And I'm telling you right now that the course of the world stands opposed to God. Let's continue on. According to the prince and power of the air. That's what we just mentioned in back in Ephesians 6. That's Satan, my friends. That's demons. You walk in the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. God has pulled you out of there. And he put you in Christ when you came to him for salvation. He says, Paul says in verse 3, among also we, Paul includes himself in that, we all had our behaviors in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we're by nature. That was our nature. We're all in the same boat. We were all in the same boat. You are now if you're in Christ, but you were in that boat. You were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. I like this next verse, verse 4. But God. If it wasn't for God, we would still be in that state, being storing up our sins for the wrath of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, his love compelled him to come to us, to pull us out of this ungodly state that we were in. It says, even when we are dead in sins, he has made us alive, or he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. So it's the grace of God and the love of God that reached down and pulled us out of that state. He gave us the Holy Spirit, who is, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, the Holy Spirit in process. He's renewing our minds. You see, our minds are set on the course of the world. And we mentioned a few of those things. We all have formed our worldview of things before we were believers, before we were Christians. Taught by our parents, or is taught by our peers, is taught by our educational system. And this worldview, or the course of this world, is everything that stands opposed to the Word of God. The Bible says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. Jesus said, I'm the way and I'm the truth in the life. And he also said that God seeks those who worship him in spirit, But not only in spirit, because there's a lot of this stuff saying people saying I'm spiritual, but the rest of that is worship Him in spirit and in truth. So there's truth, and the Holy Spirit's task for us is to bring us into that mind of Christ, that mind dwells in us, to change our views. And I mentioned last week about abortion, and I tried to state from the scriptures where that is true, and that the unborn is a person. And I think I made that argument quite clear from the truth of the Word of God. Now, people can argue the Word of God, and they do. But I'm going to believe the Word of God that stood the test of time and of morals. A lot of worldviews out there, but you stick close to the scriptures, because this is a very, very dark time that we're living in. With the advent of artificial intelligence, you're going to have a hard time knowing what the truth is. And for a believer, it shouldn't be difficult if you stay in the Word of God, because it says that we're to put on the helmet of salvation. But coupled with that passage, with that verse, is and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So how do we program our mind to think differently than what our worldview was before we were saved? It's this way. It's through the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God. That's how you get the biblical, or you get the Jesus view of life and of the world. And we're coming full circle here again, as I've made in my first broadcast, that the scriptures are foundational. You must be in the Word of God. And this is where Satan will attack you. He'll attack you through the Word of God by raising doubts in your mind of difficult passages, which when examined in their context, in their culture, are not contradictory, but they're complementary, especially in the Gospels. But you stick with the scriptures. That's your helmet of salvation. That's what you're to put on. It'll take this worldly view away from us that says that the worldview says that truth is relative. The Bible says truth is absolute. The world says, and we could think of all kinds of things there. The world says, just do the best you can, and God will weigh it out on balances. If your good outweighs your bad, God will accept you. That's not true. The Bible says, "Is by grace are you saved, and not of works, lest you should boast." Not true. The world says that there's many ways to God. Doesn't matter what you believe. We're all going to make it to the same place. The Bible says that Jesus is the only way. It's mutually exclusive. That Jesus, and that's, I suppose that's what mankind rebels against the most, the saying that Jesus is the only way. I heard a preacher say, and I absolutely think it's true. He said, listen, why do people think that's strange when you say, or I say, that Jesus is the only way to God the Father? He says, and Jesus said, you must be born again. When they never argue the fact of how they got here on this earth. You know how they only got here one way, and that was to be born. So why is it strange that someone would say you have to be born again in order to enter heaven? Only one way. So that's just a little comment that I heard, I thought was quite poignant and to the point. So God is trying to change our minds, and that's why He gave the Holy Spirit. This is called progressive sanctification. As God is setting you apart, He has to bring you to the point that you think differently. This is what the Bible calls being in the spiritual realm, because we think in the earthly, just what we can see and feel and touch. That's the way the world lives. That's the way we used to live. We look at things from an earthly standpoint. But God wants us to look at things from a spiritual standpoint. That's why the world can't recognize Satan and his demons, because to him it's just mythology. Because he doesn't have the Spirit of God to dwell in him, to teach him these things. That's the Western thought. The Western thought, always worldview, is based on performance, based on the five senses. Not so in the East. You go to the East and you talk to people in India and in Africa, and they'll tell you about spirits and how they try to appease the spirits. So it all depends on your worldview, and the thing is getting them the truth, just like we need the truth also. We need to think in the spiritual realm. That's what all the book of Ephesians is really all about, to get us to deal with the spiritual realm. And one of those part of that spiritual realm is having us understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, and it talks about the spiritual world of Satan. That we wrestle in this spiritual world and understand this battle is God's battle. And we emphasize this. This is by way of review. The Lord shall fight for you. You need only to keep your peace, which means just stand still and see. Then I said unto you, dread not, neither be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, which goes before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did for you in Egypt before your eyes. So it is, the battle is God's. We're just told to obey, because we're in the Lord's army. We're told to obey, but God will do the fighting for us. I like that because it means God's in control. I can't defeat Satan on my own. I don't have enough power. He's a very powerful creature. And I can't defeat him on my own, and neither can you. My responsibility is to obey, is to surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ and have him work through me and fight my battles for me. Now, we talked about this, not only the helmet of salvation, but we talked about the having our feet shod with the gospel of the preparation of the gospel of peace. We're fighting a war of peace, not a war of struggle, of killing the enemy, but we're to have the armor as our shoes, and we're to bring this gospel of peace to those who are lost and need the Lord Jesus Christ, and to bring that truth, and here's where our minds come in, to bring that truth of Christ to them. And when we do that, the Bible says the Spirit of God will also work through us to have them see the correct worldview. Now they have a choice, accept or reject. And God has left that choice up to them. But we're to have on the shoes of peace, the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation that's regulated by the Word of God. So, God has given us many resources in order to fight this spiritual battle. He's given us armor, and he's given us the greatest resource of all, and that's found in the first chapter of Ephesians. And we're going to spend a few lessons in the first chapter, because these resources, and if we're not practicing or we don't understand these resources, we will struggle in our battle. We will experience many, many defeats in this battle with the spiritual world if we don't understand what's in the first three chapters of the book of Ephesians. And these we will start talking about a little bit in depth next week. Thanks for listening.